Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It was so easy, so fast in the spring when Republicans and Democrats came together and authorized big spending to support our people and the economy. We didn't have the money. They spent $3 trillion anyway. And the pandemic still rages on, and the Congress is in the process of trying to decide how to provide more support. Food aid is top of the list. In 2019, food assistance money spent went down 8% from the year before. But with the virus, food spending has exploded. Food stamp benefits in the month of April rocketed up 40%, and there is pending legislation to make school lunch universal this year. Well, that won't be so easy if many of our children won't even be in school. We don't have a deal yet, but you can expect more food assistance. The $600 addition that has been put on the unemployment benefits expired on Friday. Congress will probably continue that added money, but at a lower level. Government has a lot of challenges, but so does our farm economy. We keep getting reports about how good our crops are and how many acres are planted. After harvest, we will have a huge surplus. Prices are down. Projections are that grain and livestock farmers can only hope to break even this year, and next year could be worse. And here's some encouraging news, however. Our corn prices may be in the tank, but in China, prices are soaring. Look back to 2016, and China had a huge inventory of grain. No more. It's gone. And they will have to import tons of corn. Their hog numbers are starting to recover from the swine flu, and they'll need a lot of grain. We have it. We need to limit our disputes with China, though, and then perhaps they will make their big buying of our products complete. Another market for us is ethanol sales to Brazil. Brazil is our largest foreign market for ethanol. And critics of President Bush are angry that our U.S. ambassador to Brazil asked that country to lower their tariffs and buy more of our ethanol. But Democrats argue that President Trump did that to help his campaign. So what? It was a good idea to lift my corn price. Anyway, as we approach the presidential election in less than 100 days, the battle rages on. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.